Okay, I need to talk to you guys about Raycon. It's 2019 and I think everybody needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go and drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you should definitely check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbud on the market. And they sound just as amazing. The sound quality is like unreal, you guys. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and I know that celebrities like Cardi B are obsessed. So if Cardi is behind this, I think we can all get behind this. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds have changed the game. They're super comfortable, so easy to take everywhere. When you get them, they come with like a little kit with all of these different size earbuds, because I know everybody is like different size and shape ears. It's so hard to find like a one size fits all, and these, you know, you can kind of pick your custom fit. It's super cool. And unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet because they don't have dialing wires or stems, and they really do sound great. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors at an unbeatable price. You can pick a fit that's great for you. So if you guys are interested, go to buyraycon.com/gals to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/gals, G-A-L-S, for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is definitely the time to get this amazing deal. That's buyraycon.com/gals. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're so excited to be back with you guys today. Back together. Howdy, back howdy.
We are so beyond happy. I'm so excited to be just back at it together recording. It's always like the best feeling ever and a great start to the week.
It is such a great start. And it's actually Monday when we're recording this. So it truly is a great start to a great week ahead. And we go to Greece in 3 days. 3 days.
I know, dude. I actually finally started packing last night and I was watching like a ton of Grease vlogs. Yeah, I'm getting so excited.
Oh my God, the inspo. I feel like I've just been putting outfits aside. I haven't actually like began like, here's shirt one here. You know what I mean?
Oh, but, no. Yeah. Yeah. Neither of us are like that.
No, no. I still need to do like the run to like CVS or whatever and get all the like mini, you know, like body washes and all that. Because I feel like for international trips, you need to do that. I'm so excited.
I know. Oh my gosh, we have so much to talk about. Like, are you gonna do like a carry-on suitcase, or are you gonna check?
I will be checking. What are you doing?
I'm checking. I did the whole carry-on last year when I went to Spain, and you know, it's great and all, but you're just very limited on your outfits.
Yeah, and I want to be able to bring our microphone so that we could podcast while we're there.
Gals on the go, literally
on the go live podcast. And I feel
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. World, Mrs. Worldwide squared. I feel like we have a lot of just like heavier things, even though it's not like jackets and stuff, like shoes, like wedges, things of that sort. Can add some weight for sure for Greece. So that, and then I might do like a backpack for my carry-on. A true gal on the go.
Oh yeah, I always do, you know.
Do you do your own backpack?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you going to?
That's I love it for a reason. I think I'm going to. And then I'll probably do a crossbody purse as well for easy access.
That's great. Especially when you travel, you could put your passport wallet in there. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I'm keeping my passport out. I'm just terrified I'm going to like forget it.
Me too. I have like a little pouch of stuff though that I can't forget. Like I have some money from the last time I was in Europe. You know, when you do that, you have like 20 euro left or something and you're like not sure like what to do with it. Yeah. So I have some. I'm rich. Sorry. In euros.
That's good. No, I'm kidding. I actually like have no euros.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. So it'll be good. We'll talk about all the logistics and stuff. And then we're doing two episodes based on our trip to Greece. So those will be in the weeks to come.
Uh-huh.
It will all be good stuff. I think you guys will like them since we are like gals on the go, kind of like not a travel oriented show, but we do travel a good bit. So I feel like you guys will resonate with those episodes, and those will be next week and the week after. And we're very excited. Woo.
We're very excited. And I don't know what you're up to, Brooke, but I think I'm going to do like a pack and prep with me for Greece vlog. So all those details will be on my channel soon.
Very exciting. Good stuff. So should we go ahead and kick it off and do... Honestly, Danielle and I haven't caught up on each other's lives in a minute. So should we live catch up with each other?
Let's just do a little catch up. So you just got back from Montauk. Fun stuff.
I did. Just a little trip. It's out east on Long Island with my friends from high school. It's kind of like our summer trip since everybody's, you know, starting a summer job or some people are going to work. Just people get busy over the summer, you know. You like to think you have all this time, but things come up or family trips or whatever people have planned. So I'm glad I got to do that before I start my real job and before we go to Greece and everything. Just a really super quick, like, beach trip. Just drove out there. It's only like 2 hours from my house, so it's very nice and easy. I like doing little trips like that too that don't take up like a whole week at a time, because I feel like I'm on vacation. Like I told Danielle, I was like, I'm on vacation, but it's only like 2 days, so it's nice because I can get back into my routine nice and easy, you know what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. It was just, it needed to be short, if that makes sense. Like, it was a lot of, you know, just beach activity and then going back to the room. And, like, we're all 21 now, so we went out and stuff. But it was definitely a two-day trip, if that makes sense.
It was definitely a two-day trip. I completely understand trips like that. So that's good. So, yeah, the last, I'd say, 3 weeks, I've had visitors back-to-back, which has been really fun. But I'm just about beat. I feel like my voice is going. Love that. So the first week I had a ton of my friends from my sorority, from UGA, come and stay with me. And that was so, so, so much fun. It was actually a lot easier than I thought. I remember last time we recorded, I was like, I'm terrified. So many people to entertain, like, whatever. But literally when they got here, all they wanted to do is just, like, go on the boat, be out back by the pool. It was so easy. Like, it was so fun. And they loved it here.
That's so great. I feel like, how could they not? Because it's so different than what they're used to, too. Because people in Georgia a lot of people in Georgia don't live by the water. So that's, like, such a treat for them.
Uh-huh. It was so fun. Yeah. And we, like, bonded. And it was fun. And then they left. And I had a day turnaround. And then my boyfriend actually came to Tampa for a weekend. That was fun.
I feel like I haven't even heard from you, like, what that was like and, like, the whole bit. I mean, you said it was fun, but I didn't even hear, like, the details. What did you guys do?
So he was like, because I told him when my friends were coming, I made, like, an itinerary. And he was like, well, are you going to make an itinerary for when I come? And I was like, well, I wasn't going to, because, like, I didn't want you to think I'm psycho. And he was like, no, make one. And he was, like, all into the itinerary.
It's so funny.
So I made, like, a low-key one in my phone. Nothing crazy. But I just, like, had ideas that we could do. And so the first day he got here, I picked him up, went to Chick-fil-A. And then I took him to my friend Kenny's house, because he was doing a boat day. So he met a ton of my guy friends, girlfriends. Yeah, and they all got along so well. It, like, was so nice, and, like, it was just, like, a chill lake day. And then we went to, like, a nice dinner that night, and it was just, like, so fun. I felt like I was on Hometown of Bachelorette. Like,
it literally
showing him
like
my
that.
Hometown.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
He met your dad. He already met your mom, so that all went over well.
He met my dad. Yeah, my dad's not very intimidating, so he met my dad. He met my brother. And a ton of my brother's friends. And he also met, like, my like, mom's best friend. Like, there was just a lot of people here that day. So, but yeah, he and Freddie really hit it off. They're, like, besties now. They actually went fishing 2 out of the, like, 3 or 4 days he was here.
So funny.
So, it was really funny. I was like, he was like, hey, can I go fishing again with Freddie? I was like, okay. Like, whatever. But, you know, I'm glad that they got along really well. And yeah, and the other days we just, like, did boat stuff, pool, and just, like, hung out. It was really, really fun. I'm really glad he got to come see where I live and stuff.
And then I'm sure after all of that was over, because that's, like, a lot. That's, like, a week of activity for you. And I feel like you needed, like,
so
a day.
It was so much entertaining. Well, yeah, then I had a couple days, and that's when I, like, pounded out the content again. I was posting vlogs. I, like, went and to Sephora and got a facial. Like, I just did the whole stuff. And then my grandparents came on Friday, and they're still here, and then they leave tomorrow. So I drop off the last visitors from the airport tomorrow.
That's great. Oh, are you personally going and dropping them off? Are you the assigned person?
I am personally, yeah. Well, because I always like to drop people off the airport because it's close to the spin studio I go to. So I just want to, like, work out after. Or I might go to the mall after and get any last minute things for Greece. I want, like, one or two more cute bathing suits. That's what I'm on the hunt for.
Yeah, how many are you planning to bring? Because I have, like, 3 right now.
I really don't know how much we're going to be in bathing suits. Like, you and I aren't big, like, let's just get our bathing. You and I are both, like, not super into that.
No.
But I don't know what the vibe's about. I don't know.
Exactly. So I guess we'll just have to fill out that vibe too. Because I hate re-wearing bathing suits too, especially when you can't wash them or whatever. So I do like to bring a fresh bathing suit for every like day. You know what I mean?
But oh, I wanna... I'm bringing more than less.
Okay. Okay. We'll figure it out. We'll TBD.
TBD. We'll text for sure. But yeah, sorry, that was a lot of words. But yeah, that was kind of a recap of where I've been.
No, so. That's so fun. Danielle never takes the time to like, well, you have visitors and stuff and then that's your chill time, I feel like, but you are constantly busy in terms of like, if it's not visitors, then you're working or something. So I think it's so good for you that you took this time for yourself and like did the whole bit. I love it.
You were so sweet in the solo episode, in your solo episode last week. I was listening and you were like, Danielle never like relaxes and I just really wanted her to, or whatever you said. Just it was so sweet.
Well, you don't. Like, I feel like, oh my God, love you too.
Well, I like to just, I don't know.
You do relax. I feel like you do like your relaxing night routine and stuff, but then it's like right back to the grind the next day. It's not like a series of days of chill. Like that's such so rare for you.
I'm trying. It's so hard though. But I think having the visitors were my serious days of chill. That wasn't words, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, because even when we travel or like when you travel, it's always for work or for like a YouTube event or for something. So it's always like you're doing something related to work. It's not like you're just chilling on a beach being like, hey, like you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Greece will be fun, but we're also going to be like trying to get content and stuff. But I think we're just going to have so much fun in Greece. Like I'm just not ready.
I know. My family had no idea that we were going with like a group of other people. They thought that the tour group was just you and I. I was like, no, it's like other people.
Could you imagine? That'd be fun too, though. But no, I'm excited. We're going to make friends. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be so fun. It will be a really, really good time. Looking forward to that. So like many of you guys that are also gals on the go, I have struggled with stress for a long, long time and tried a lot of different things and nothing has really helped me. Then I found Sagely Naturals though, and I will say their products have definitely made a noticeable difference for me. If you're stressed, have some discomfort, or work out too hard, Sagely Naturals has CBD-infused lotion, sprays, supplements, and essential oils that can help. I personally use the Stress Treatment CBD Roll-On from the Tranquility line. You guys need this in your life. It's just like a little rollerball. I keep it next to my bed. I bring it with me when I'm traveling or whatever. I love the scent and I feel like I totally notice a difference when I put this all over me. CBD is what makes Sagely Naturals different from other products you may have tried because CBD helps promote everyday balance, health, and wellness. And Sagely Naturals is the only CBD that I will use because they actually only use the highest quality hemp-derived CBD. Sagely Naturals ensures that all of their products are completely THC-free, so you get all the benefits of the cannabis without the psychoactive effects. So it's totally safe. CBD can be found in like broccoli and kale, but it's actually most abundant in hemp. Sagely Naturals extracts their CBD from hemp plants grown right here in the U.S. And their products are quadruple lab tested and made with honest plant-based ingredients. All products are free from parabens, synthetic fragrances, artificial colors, dyes, and sulfates. So Sagely Naturals has helped me do the things that I love, and I know that they can help you too. So go to sagelynaturals.com/galsonthego for 20% off your first order. That's S-A-G-E-L-Y naturals.com/galsonthego. Gals on the go for 20% off your first order today. Sagelynaturals.com/galsonthego. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But should we hop into more specific? I can't say it without
hop into the specifics and do some highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
Milo is very particular tied to my beach trip this weekend, and it's just I always struggle, and this is like getting like a little deep. Actually, we're opening up a deep cut here, like 10 minutes
in,
but it's okay. We're diving right in, and this is, you know, a podcast where I feel like everyone should be comfortable to like listen and like share and be a little vulnerable time and time again. Yeah, I just am never fully, like, I can't even cite the last, like, year of my life that I was ever fully, like, super, super confident in a bikini. So, just starting off the summer, you know, beach, vacay, it got me, like, feeling pretty low in the body / self-confidence grind. And I honestly have been looking in the mirror, like, clothed recently and been like, oh, like, I look good. But for some reason, something to do with, like, a bathing suit and, like, the less exposed clothes, like, the lesser exposed? No, the more exposed, like you're wearing less clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? For some reason, that like stigma in my brain is tied to like an association of like low confidence for me. And even if I wear like a good bathing suit, like I wore a high-waisted bathing suit, which make me feel more confident, I still just wasn't feeling my best. And it sucks, you know, when you look around and people are like, you know, killing it in their bathing suits. And like, I'm so bad about comparing myself to others in that sense. And I really have to stop because you don't know, like everybody, mm-hmm. we've talked about it before, like everyone has their own set of struggles and like problems and stuff in terms of body confidence. Like, I really shouldn't even be comparing myself, but yeah, I mean, that's just me being completely truthful. And like, I didn't even express it to my friends around me. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I feel like crap about myself, but cause I didn't want to bring down the vibe. You know what I mean? But it's like just something that was subconsciously like in my mind, like I'm thinking about it. It's like occupying my space. So it's something that I'm working on. It's definitely not great, but I know everybody has these issues. I'm sure if I vocalized it, one of my friends would be like, I feel the same way right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, oh, 100%.
So I think it's just that time of year. And I mean, any tips are welcome. If you guys have tips and tricks on like what you do to feel better about yourself, obviously, like, you know, being healthy and like healthy eating and stuff helps. Like if you're, you know, sitting on the beach eating junk food all day, you're not going to feel good about yourself. But it's definitely an interesting time of year. I think that's why in my brain, like summer isn't my favorite season, just because I'm not like a live in a bikini, like kind of gal.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's literally people who are like, I love summer. Don't get me wrong. People who are like obsessed with summer are the like girls who just like are super confident in their body and their bikinis and just want to be in the pool all day and surf and do all these cool things. And I'm just not there just yet, but I don't know. I think you're right on that one.
No. And obviously like you're doing so much to help yourself right now. Like you're working out and like eating right and everything. So like doing those things probably help, I would assume, but
it helps you feel better. But yeah,
it's hard. Bikini season is hard. And then you have those, I have those friends that are like perfectly confident in a bathing suit and like literally are like that in the summer. They wake up, put on a bathing suit and like do their daily activities.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just am not that way. Like, I just won't be that way. And I think that's okay. And I think a lot more people struggle with it than we think. So I constantly have to remind myself that.
That's so good. No, I completely agree. And something that you and I have to deal with that not everyone, I should say, gets to deal with, because with a platform that we have, we're really, really blessed to get all these amazing opportunities. Like, the reason we're going to Greece is because we have a platform. But with that comes mean comments. Like, I posted a video last week, and I was showing, like, a bathing suit bottom, and someone commented, like, oh, those will never fit you. And I'm like, I tried them on. Like, they fit me. But it still, like, really hurt me that they just assumed that that bathing suit wouldn't fit me. You know, it's just, like, ouch. Like, they were like, wow, you really needed to get, like, a bigger size. And I was like, ouch season. Like, what? Like, and so comments like that start to make you think about yourself in, like, ways that maybe you didn't even think. Like, maybe you were feeling perfectly confident, and then someone comments one thing just out of hate, out of sadness of their own self, and then you take it personally. And it just, I know you deal with that sometimes too. It just sucks.
Yeah, even if it's just like a little comment, like not even intending to be mean, but something about, like, you know, the way you look, or like, wow, someone commented on my picture like, wow, you're really preaching like body positivity, sis. I'm like, I just posted a picture of me in a bikini. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, that's, like, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Preaching body positivity. Like, what is that supposed to mean, that I don't look like that great in a bikini? I mean, I'm like, I think about things like that. You know what I mean? Which I guess I shouldn't have to think of it like that. But I don't know. And I doubt they meant it in a mean way. But it's almost like you think of the comments in a different way, I guess.
Oh, 100%. I got a comment like that, like, proud of you for showing off your body or something. And I was like,
Yeah. it's like, I didn't realize that I was so, you know, like this, like,
shouldn't
figure.
Be.
Yeah, this figure that, like, shouldn't be allowed to wear a bikini. Like, it made me so annoyed. I was like, oh, this is weird. Whatever. It's all good.
Agree.
I think that bikini season definitely is something that I'll always struggle with. And it's something that just can't be solved. And I know it's so easy to say, like, everybody is a bikini body. Like, I personally do believe that to my core. I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I, you know, it's not like you can't wear a bathing suit if you are any size. Like, I wouldn't, you wear whatever the hell you want. It's just something that I, within, am going to deal with and, like, struggle with and
probably will struggle with for a long time. And that's okay. You know, everybody has their struggles. And it's not like so deep to the point that I'm like, I can't wear a bathing suit. But it's just something that I'm constantly thinking about when I am in summer mode, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. And you have to remember, like you said, everyone has their different struggles. Like, you might not love being in your bikini and you're not as confident. Mm-hmm. Same with me. But you and I are both really comfortable on stage and public speaking. Yeah. And talking, right. Where some people, like, one of my friends, like, literally throws up before, like, she has to speak in front of people. So it's, like, so many people have their own struggles. So it's just, you got to put it in that perspective. I'm honestly glad you brought it up. I think it's always important to remind people that.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm glad. And I hate to bring down the party and be, like, sad vibes, because everybody's beautiful and deserves
sad
to.
Sad boy hours.
Wear whatever you want. Maybe we should do a conversation. The Gals on the Go Facebook group. If you guys aren't in it, you should definitely join. We could do a little conversation, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, positive.
Yeah.
What you do to feel better about yourself bikini season, I guess, besides working out and eating healthy. Because I'm sure that there are other, like, little things that you could do to, like, you know, make yourself feel better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my biggest thing is just staying active and, you know, doing the best I can so that even if I'm not seeing the biggest results ever, I know I'm, like, working towards it. So I'm, like, you can't, like, get down on yourself, basically.
Exactly.
Just wanted to pop in really quick to talk to you guys about The Real Real. You guys know I love The Real Real. I've purchased a few items off of their website. Basically, The Real Real allows you to own iconic luxury items at unreal values. And they're actually the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers, which I think is awesome. You can shop from designers such as Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. It's awesome because new arrivals come in daily and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, so you're in good hands. They actually have employed over 100 brand authenticators, art curators, gemologists, horologists from around the globe to inspect all of these items to make sure that they're 100% authentic. So they have women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. So you can shop online or you can visit one of their original stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or their newest location on Madison Avenue in New York, actually. And I've been to both the Soho and West Hollywood location because I genuinely love The Real Real. And in-store, new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. I love The Real Real. I have a big Louis Vuitton duffel bag. I also got a pair of Golden Goose sneakers. They have so many amazing things, especially if you've had your eye on something but you don't want to buy the full price, check out The Real Real. You can shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's therealreal.com and use the promo code REAL for 20% off select items.
So what's your low light this week then?
Well, my low light's also like a highlight, but, you know, with all the visitors and mm-hmm. essentially family, I love my fam. Like, they're all outside drinking tea right now. It does invoke a lot of emotion and not drama. Like, my family's not a dramatic family, but, you know, everyone's got their own things they want to do. Everyone's emotional mm-hmm. right now because my brother's he just graduated yesterday, actually. And, you know, my mom's about to be an empty nester, and there's just all these things, and it invokes a lot of emotion in people, and I don't know. There was just, like, a lot of tension, and I'm just mm-hmm. about ready to head to Greece.
It will be a nice break for sure. Yeah. Graduation season 2 is...
I know everyone has that issue.
Especially graduation season. It's a lot.
It's a lot of events. Yes.
The family emotions, too, are, like, absolutely whack. I know I had this conversation with my roommates. With a lot of my roommates, like, they were like, why is my mom acting insane right now? Like, graduation weekend. And it's because it's an emotional time for them, too. So emotions are heightened all around. Everyone's acting probably in a way that they would normally not act because you're just, like, you might be thinking clearly, but you might be all over the place at the same time. Like, oh, my gosh, what is happening? You know, this is because your changes, the changes that are affecting your life, if you're personally graduating, probably affect your parents more, honestly, or those mm-hmm. who you love in your life. So, yeah, I think it is. I totally resonate with that. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what Freddie's going through.
Oh, God. He's, like, trying to get out of the house as much as possible and, like, go to all these grad parties and just, like, mm-hmm. hang out with his friends. And we're all like, hey, we're here. Like, we want to be with you because we're sad that you're leaving. It's just such like
when does he leave for college, just out of curiosity?
He leaves after me, so I leave like August 2nd or 3rd, and he doesn't have to go back until like I want to say August 20th or something crazy.
Oh, okay. So he has a minute. Is he doing things this summer?
I think he's going to the Keys tomorrow with his friends. Yep.
Oh, doing some fishing. So fun. Okay, so it's like a chill summer for him.
Yeah. I mean, it's never, Freddie's like me. He can never be sitting still. Like, he is always doing something. Like, it's actually kind of funny. Like, I don't, but like, obviously we do different things, but he likes to just be outside and in the water. We're trying to get him to get a job. He got a job offer, but it's like at a marina and it'll be hot. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We're promoting him getting a job though. I think it'd be good for him.
That's so fun. I think Sal's going to get a job this summer too. I think it's so great to get
really?
A job. Yeah.
I know.
It's good to get one. I feel like that's a good age, like junior, senior year of high school is like a really good age to, you know, start working and everything, and like before he goes to college and stuff. But that summer is also a really fun summer to be with your friends and stuff, because it is the last time you'll ever be like fully together. The group will fully be the same, you know?
It's so sad. It's like less and less friends are home for the summer or for long periods of time, at least. I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm. Especially when people like, you know, go to college like far out somewhere, their breaks are different. So it's like, it truly is the last time the group will be like the same. Not to scare anybody, but if you're like, graduating.
Oh, that's so true though. All right, let's get to highlights. I need some positivity.
I know, that was just like kind of sad. I'm sorry, guys, but it's fine.
Don't be sorry. So your highlight.
My highlight is, oh, I got approved for my apartment. Yay.
I'm so happy.
Yes, so I got the unit that I wanted, and I didn't really say anything about it for a while because I was like waiting and like doing some processing stuff. And then I heard back on Thursday that I got it, and I got even more of the information tomorrow. I just have to do like a bunch of the, you know, setting up of things now. And the official move-in date actually is like I start, you know, paying rent on June 13th, but we'll be in Greece. So
yep,
we won't be here, but I'm going to move in, I believe, June 20th or the 21st. I haven't decided a date yet. We're kind of playing around with like what's going to work with my parents' schedules, because I want them to stay the night and like do the whole bit with me, go home goods, you know, all the shopping. Yeah. So yeah, I did a vlog on my YouTube channel. You could see what the space looks like if you're interested. I love the building. It's super safe. I feel so comfortable there, which I think is such a key thing when you're moving into your first apartment. Like, you want to feel like really safe is number one, obviously, and then comfortable in the environment. Like, I want to be able to like talk to other people that live there and it not be like weird when I get in the elevator. I want it to be like, hey, what's up? Like, I don't want to be like head down, like cold. You know what I mean?
It's really, like, warm, no, I think inviting. That's good.
And it's a lot of people our age, which is cool.
Oh, that's really good. I know. I haven't really watched much YouTube, but I cannot wait to watch that vlog because I want to see it. And I can't wait to see how you decorate. I know you've been shopping for your apartment.
Yeah, we have been, because I have the floor plan now, so it makes it a lot easier. And Pinterest is my best friend these days with the planning of everything. It's so cute. I love using it for planning spaces. I've never really done that before. Like, for my freshman year dorm and everything, I feel like I just took inspiration from like shopping and stuff, but I've never really planned a room based off Pinterest, if that makes sense. But I'm literally finding the best inspiration. Like, they just have such good stuff on there, and it's so good to like easily get inspired, you know?
Oh my god, it's seriously so much fun. I don't know if you've been following along Katie Bilotti's move-in process.
Yeah.
Her apartment looks straight out of Pinterest. I'm like, you did well, sis.
And that's so her vibe too. Like,
oh my god, so her vibe.
Yeah, I hope she's okay with everything like medical going on with her, not to make that sad, but that was so crazy.
No, I know. I was following along so closely, like I was texting with her. She seems, you know, to be better. She had such a good attitude about it. I'd literally just be like, good for her for doing all those updates and keeping people. Like, I don't even think I could do that. I'd literally be like so sad. So good for her for powering through, and she seems to be doing better. So that's good.
Yeah, that is good. She had like a crazy like health scare, if that's,
yeah,
if you're like, if you don't follow her or whatever, but I feel like everybody follows her. Yeah, she's so cute. So yeah, I'm very excited. I mean, it's definitely like a big change. I was thinking about it though, Danielle, like I'm making such a big deal, like I'm moving out, I'm living on my own, but like you've already done that, and you know what I mean, like you've already lived by yourself. So isn't that so crazy? It's just like,
I know,
different timing.
I know, I actually thought about that. You tweeted something or said something, maybe it was in the solo episode, about like living alone. I was like, whoa, I like did that this year. It's really not that bad. I did it fine. I mean, obviously I did it in a college town. I wasn't really alone a lot. So like being in a bigger city might be more of an adjustment, just because it's not like you have the sorority house down the road that you could go to all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It definitely teaches you, because you literally have to do everything. You have to take out your own trash. You have to do all the dishes. You know, it teaches you things. So I think it'll be good. It will be hard at first. but yeah, it'll be a good hard. It'll be a good adjustment. Yeah.
All my family was over here yesterday, actually, and a bunch of them were asking, like, why are you living in, like, such a nice building for your first apartment, like, living by yourself? Like, why don't you have roommates? And honestly, like, I'm so excited for the prospect, too, because, well, when I get home from work, obviously, I'm going to be working on, you know, our podcast and, like, the YouTube work and stuff. And I'm very excited to have that space to, like, be inspired and, like, do my whole bit. So,
yeah, you need your alone time.
We love being alone.
We're big into minutes alone. Yeah, we're not sitting together on the plane. So sad. I think I'm sitting behind you. You're sitting behind me.
That was not by choice, by the way. Like, we would have sat next. I would have sat next to Danielle, but
I was thinking if we really wanted to,
we could ask the people to move.
Yeah, because it's the same seats, but like different rows. So I don't know. We can like feel it out, but it could be nice. I don't know.
And see who the people are and stuff. Yeah, we could leave.
Yeah, that. See who
TBD.
People are.
TBD.
We never know, but
yeah, I'm so excited.
I've told you guys about this app before. I'm going to tell you again. Drop. Drop is a free app that's giving out cash rewards to over 3 million members for the shopping they do every day. You just link your debit or credit card when you sign up, select the stores you shop with the most, and earn points each time you spend there. Redeem points for gift cards to places like Amazon, Sephora, Lululemon, and many more, aka stores that we usually shop at. Anyways, the app is really incredibly easy to use. It works in the background to recognize when you make transactions at your selected stores and rewards you for those purchases. Holla! The experience is personalized, so you can earn and redeem from brands that are entirely relevant to you and your preferences. Unlike most reward programs, you're able to earn across a number of brands, which I think is super cool. And you'll accumulate points very quickly because the brands you're earning points from are the ones you literally spend every day on. So, highly suggest. I think it's a great app. For a limited time, if you head to the App Store or Google Play and sign up for Drop using code GALS, you'll receive a $10 Starbucks gift card right away. So make sure to link a debit or credit card to the app when you sign up to redeem your reward.
But your highlight's very exciting. So
I was debating on making it my highlight because I don't know, but it really is my highlight.
No, I haven't even heard all the details, so I'm excited.
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say too much because I don't really know about all these trips, like how much you can say or whatever. But
okay.
Last, when my friends were here, I got an email from Revolve inviting me on one of their like Revolve Around the World summer trips, and I literally like passed out.
It's literally amazing.
And if you know me, you know like going to Coachella and like going to Revolve Festival was such a big deal for me that. Like, I don't know. Like, I know it's kind of, like, a shallow thing to be excited about, and I completely understand, but it was just kind of, like, one of those milestones for me that I've, like, it's literally in my manifest journal for this year. Like, well, it was really just to go to Coachella with Revolve, so that was, like, one thing. But to get invited on one of their trips, it's, like, in a fun summer tropical place, like, in July, I was so honored, and I just couldn't believe it. Like, I don't know, because I really respect Revolve, and I think they really do great as a brand with when it comes to trips mm-hmm. and everything. Obviously, everyone has their flaws. But after experiencing, like, working with other brands, Revolve is just great. And I'm just so honored. They're so prestigious to me. And, like, I just can't wait to see who else is on the trip
and
everything.
So exciting. Yeah, you're going to have a great, great time. That's going to be a blast. And it's, like, good timing for you, too, isn't it? It, like, works out with your summer schedule and stuff.
It's, like, right after my internship's over, because I was really worried. I was like, oh, my gosh, but it's right after my internship's over, and I'm going straight there. And I wanted to bring Brooke, but she'll be a working gal on the go. It's okay.
Sad.
It's okay.
I will be a working gal on the go, which I, if this was happening, like, in the fall or something, I would definitely manage to take a day off and go. But it's fine. I'm going to be in training. I'll be a working gal. It's all good. Yeah. But I'm just so happy for you, because that is, like, when I would talk to Danielle about, like, her dreams and aspirations, she would literally be like, Revolve. Like, I want to work with Revolve. I want to.
I know. So, I don't
like,
know why.
That's, like, amazing. It's so great.
Thank
I love
you.
To hear it.
I'm really excited. Hopefully, it lives up to my expectations. I've been, like, watching all the vlogs of people from, like, past trips. And, like, they walk in and their room's, like, full of, like, stuff. And they do all these really cool things. I know this sounds literally so shallow, everything I'm saying. And I'm so sorry. But I'm really excited.
Do you know who you are going to bring yet? Have you thought about it? Some ideas.
I've got some prospects.
Okay. Don't say anything. You don't have to.
But I'm pretty sure she knows who she is. I think I know who's coming with me. So
Oh my gosh, so exciting. That's so fun.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. But yeah,
you're going
to
have a blast. That's like such a good summer thing too, right before you go back to school. Because you have your internship. The internship's coming up kind of soon, right?
Yeah, well, we've been having conference calls almost every day about it all and like planning stuff now. And then, but yeah, the one, when we go to New York, it'll be July 6th. So I've got a little bit of time.
That's coming up pretty soon. Exciting.
I know. Should we get into our current favorites?
Yes. Let's hit it. These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things. So I honestly have been loving a lot of products right now. I just posted a May favorite, so you guys can go check that out. Harmless self plug. but... my favorite thing I like did this month was I got inspired by a ton of different YouTubers and one of my friends, like Maggie McDonald, Maddie Sidlick. My friend Reggie went and did this. They did the Perk Hydrafacial at Sephora. And basically you go on the Sephora app and you look at like what's happening at Sephora, and that's how you can book the appointment and see if they have facials available at a Sephora near you. This is not sponsored, but I did do it. And my skin felt like a layer was just taken off. Like, it was so good. It's like this little vacuum that pulls all this stuff. And at the end, you can see all the gunk they took out of your skin. And
does it like, actually oh work, God. Though? Like, do you see the stuff coming out of your skin?
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Are these people just people that work at... this is... I just have more questions. Are these the people that work at Sephora, but they're, like, specially trained to do this? Do you know anything about
like,
that?
Okay. I will say, like, it wasn't, like, this big old professional thing. Like, it's just, like, in Sephora. It's not like you go in this room and there's spa music and everything. It's some of that works at Sephora. But I think they trained a couple of their employees to, like, do it. It's, like, this machine. It's, like I could do it at home. It's just literally, like, they just have the machine. And then I was going to, like, look online, see if I could find one. But they're, like, these big machines, so I don't really know. But it was really impressive. And then after I did that, I got so many comments on my last few videos. Like, your skin looks so good. It looks so clear. Like, it looks so glowy. And I really can't help but think part of it was because of that. My skin, because I've been, like, wearing so much sunscreen. And, like, I don't know. My skin's just been blah, kind of, in the sense of how I've been treating it. So having that just help clear everything out, I think, has definitely helped. And it was just fun. And basically, it's free, in quotations, but you have to spend $75 in products. So, and they use products on you after they do it. So I used one of the products she used on me, and then I used, like, I got, like, a refill of something.
That's cool. That sounds really good. Is it this one?
I think it's fun.
Skincare Deluxe Revitalizing Facial powered by Perk. Is that it?
Perk. It's the Perk one. Yep. I mean, if you're in the mood to spend $75 on skincare or really anything at Sephora, it doesn't have to be skincare, I say do it. It felt so good, and it's so cool, satisfying to see everything that comes out after.
I kind of want to book one. Should I book it before
Greece? I think
you
should. I think you should totally do it before Greece. Why the heck not? But you can't be in the sun for 2 days after, so just do it soon. Not that it really matters. It's just because your skin's more sensitive.
I kind of want to do it on Wednesday, and then we wouldn't be in the sun technically till Friday, so that would kind of be good.
I think you should, seriously.
Oh, I might go ahead and I might send it.
Go off, sis. What's your favorite?
Okay, so I was between a bunch of stuff. I'm literally writing down Sephora facial right now on Wednesday in my day designer.
Love
okay.
that.
So I was between a few different things. I was first going to say my Drunk Elephant Minis kit because I'm super into skincare right now. Getting my skin back on track for some reason. It's, well, I know why. Obviously, it's related to getting my period and things of that sort. Hormones that I can't control is why my skin has been bad. Like, I literally am doing this video chat right now with Danielle, and I have Mario Badescu drying lotion all over my skin.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It happens to the best of us. Yes. And so I was going to say my Drunk Elephant, the Littles mini kit, because it's like a sampling of all the Drunk Elephant products, and it's been like getting me back on track. But I changed my mind last minute. That's a backup favorite, though. Love it. My real favorite is this book by Tim Ferriss. It's called Tools of Titans. And it's legit. I don't even, like, it's the thickest book I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not going to lie. I saw it on the shelf and I was, like, so intimidated. I was like, that's scary. But the cover, some reason, it drew me in. And I really like Tim Ferriss. I've read a few of his other books. And listen to his podcast, even though I do find that the podcast is a bit dry sometimes. I'm like, this is just a little, it's a little boring. It's not super fun and exhilarating, but you learn a lot. There's a lot of information to be learned. So
we love to learn.
Yeah. It's honestly amazing that his podcast is free, because it's such a wealth of information that it's almost like it should be like an audiobook or something, because it's like so much knowledge. And he has really cool guests. You just have to skip around and find the ones where he has good guests. Like, he did one with Jamie Foxx that was really good. Who else? Yeah, he's done them with like really good people. The founder of Bumble, I'm pretty sure she had one last summer that I listened to. Yeah. So anyways, big fan of him, but he has this book, Tools of Titans, where he interviews people from all different walks of life, like Casey Neistat's in it. And who else is in it? Like, he guest judges on Shark Tank sometimes. Chris Sacca.
He's like another guy.
Okay, I don't know. It's like a bunch of just people from all different walks of life. I'm sure I'm blanking on the names right now, but he gives them basically like a page each of like their best tips. And if they're like a health expert, then they give tips on health. And if they're like, you know, an investment expert, they give tips on investing. Like, it's very like related to where their expertise is. So that it's called like, the book is literally like a book on like everything, covering, you know, health, wellness, success, you know, money. Like, it's literally just an all-encompassing guide, and you're not supposed to read every single page in it. It's supposed to be like designed that you could flip around.
Cool.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. So I've been trying to like read it from front to back, but if it's, you know, one that doesn't interest me or relate to me at all, then I skip it. And some of them are short, you know, some of them are a page long, some of them are 4 pages long if they have more information to give or whatever. And they all recommend, then the people he interviews recommend their favorite books, their favorite podcasts. Like, it's really cool.
Huh. That's awesome. I've heard Skinny Confidential talks about Tim Ferriss a lot, so I need to give him a shot. I want to get a book to read on this 10-hour flight, so maybe I'll look into something like that.
Well, I've also been reading, on the flip side, that a fun book, When Life Gives You Lululemons, which I feel like...
What is that about? I was going to ask you. I saw that title and, like, thought it was cute.
So it's a sequel to Devil Wears Prada, in the sense that they just take the character of Emily, who's, like, the assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, her storyline. So it's kind of cool.
Huh.
And
I definitely
like,
want to check that out.
Yeah. It's, like, I mean, it's based in, like... suburbs. It's like Greenwich, Connecticut, and like it's super like basic. It's a really good like beach read. It's nothing deep. It's fiction. It's like over dramatic, but it's like, I think it's cute and funny, and like I like it for a beach read, and I would definitely recommend it to adults, because it's like definitely like R-rated in some senses, but it's like a good book, if that makes sense.
Maybe
it's just
I'll
fun
find that on my iPad.
Oh, yeah, you would like, or honestly, I'll probably finish it in time, then you could read it in Greece. I'll bring it for you.
Oh, true. Let me know if you finish it, and then bring it on the plane, please.
There's something about a physical book, you know?
No,
like,
I know.
I love it.
I know. It's definitely a lot more satisfying, because when you're on your iPad or computer phone, you're just like, I feel like I'm just reading like a newspaper.
Yeah. Especially when I'm like on the go, like at the beach or like somewhere like that. I'm not gonna read on my iPad. Like, I want to be able to flip the pages and like hold it. Don't know, I'm weird.
My iPad's dead anyways right now, so it's the book it is.
Okay. I'll probably finish it in time. I've been reading it before bed every night, because it's like really good now, and it's honestly reading before bed over Netflix before bed. Like, there's something completely
different
about it. I've been sleeping better because of it, I swear.
Because it's like your eyes start to get tired, and then you just go to bed. It's so nice.
Yeah, I would really recommend it to anybody who's looking for a good solution to fall asleep easier. Read before bed. And it's honestly, you get a good, fun summer beach read. Like, it doesn't have to be anything deep. I love reading myself like intense books, but it's so fun to just read a book for fun. It really is.
Oh my God, it is so much fun. I used to literally get like 5 books per summer, maybe even more. And they were like thick ones too. I'd go to Barnes and Noble, and I'd pick out like 4 to 5 books, and I'd beg my parents to let me buy them so I could read them all summer. And I miss those days, just like sitting by the beach or by the pool, and just reading like cute little summer romance novels. They're so good.
Yeah, there's something about going to Barnes and Noble too and like picking out the books, like, oh, it's literally magical. I highly recommend
it. The best. So true. So I've been looking for ways to get more vegetables into my diet I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them not taste great. That's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They've created amazing balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I'll always get a delicious smoothie. All the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale or fruits and greens in with some almond milk. Then seconds later, I'm sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting essential nutrients into my diet. And the best part is I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended. With fruit picked at peak ripeness, I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier. Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up all of our little intro. I think that we caught you guys up sufficiently.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I don't even know. Did we even say what this episode's all about?
Oh, I don't think so, but it's a sequel to another episode that we did that we're looking at the statistics, the demographics,
the analytics,
the results of the last one, and it performed exceptionally well. So we're assuming that you guys like these kind of episodes, and it seemed based on the feedback that we got that a lot of you guys resonated with it. So we're doing another advice app.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was like one of our most listened to. It might be our most listened to episode. I'm not positive on that. But people really, really liked it. Also, I just want to say, I don't know if you knew this, Brooke, but I got so many messages saying people loved the 73 questions style podcast. And if you guys loved that, we're doing one with Brooke soon. So that'll be
up. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow, people, that's so great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Maggie texted me, my friend Cade texted me, like friends of mine texted me, and then I got like a ton of DMs, obviously. People just really liked the style of it. So I'm happy that went well because we also did one for you, too.
Yay, that would be so fun. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, this one's just going to be, we had you guys email in advice questions. We're going to keep it all super anonymous because, you know, I don't know, people just have their own questions or circumstances, situations, whatever. And hopefully we'll help you guys. Obviously, not pre-warning, just a little disclaimer, I guess, before we give the advice. Obviously, we are not professionals. We are real girls. I just graduated college. Danielle's still in college. Like, we have not much, you know, we're literally going based off of our own life experiences and what we can offer you based on what we've been through or friends or family.
Just a second opinion.
Literally keeping it light. I mean, obviously, we hope this helps out in some way. But if you're looking for an answer to a more deep question or you don't feel that we did a good job answering, definitely go to another source. I don't know.
I could agree.
We're going to keep it nice and light.
Yeah, yeah. We picked out a ton of the questions in advance so we don't get all lost in the emails. But you guys are still sending in some. So we'll see how much time we have. Brooke's got a dentist appointment. I've got spin class. So we're going to do the best we can here. Well, so the first one that we're going to do is this. Hey, Brooke and Danielle, honestly, what's your best advice on shooting your shot? I've liked this guy for a while, and we hang in the same friend group all the time, but never know how to just go for it. Help a gal out. Let's do the damn thing. I just thought that was hilarious. I think that's awesome.
I love it.
Shoot my shot. Like, wow. Well, Brooke and I aren't the most pro in the sense of, I mean, sorry, I spoke for you, but we're not big shooting your shot people, but I'd say in the last year, you and I have definitely both gained confidence in that sense, right?
I wish that I was that girl to be like, oh, I like him. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going for it. You know what I mean? Like, super intense and stuff. Like, I truly wish I could be like that, but I feel like I have tips, but like, it's so hard because I would never apply the tips personally because it's like, I'm scared. I'm like such a big baby. I'm like, oh, I have tips for you, but I'm like, I would never do this though. You know what I mean?
No, I completely get that. I think it's hard because he's in the same friend group, so I could understand why you haven't maybe shot your shot yet. And it's hard because it's like, do you say like, oh, let's hang out alone? Like, it's kind of like a tough thing. The ways in the past that I like would try to like let a guy know I liked him would be like if we were Snapchatting or like he said something, I'd be like, oh, like you look nice, or like, I don't know, like, you know me, I always say handsome, but like, I'd be like, oh, like, you look cute, or like, you try, or like, a winky face, or like, I don't know, you like add things to kind of, I don't know, to kind of hint.
No, I get it though. I feel
when you're like, if you like go to parties, or like, you're like in a group setting, and I don't know, it's like nighttime, you can always just kind of like hint toward, I don't know, there's just
no certain- you gotta single him out, honestly. It yeah. can't be like, or it has to be like one of those things where if you're in a group setting with him, I mean, this is so rude to the other people you're talking to, I guess, but like you gotta like talk to him in the group setting, you know what I mean? Like look, it can't just be like
yeah
look at him or focus on him or ask him the questions and be like, you like, you gotta like focus your energy on it, honestly. And I obviously like nothing's, I think you might have to like give him a little bit of a clue. So you do have to be more like flirty and forward. And I would say 9 times out of 10, he's going to be into it too. So I just,
yes.
I mean, my advice is just to start being more forward with it. And like, obviously you don't have to come right out and be like, I like you. Like, dude, what are we? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, what are we? DTR, to find the relationship.
Yeah. I would give it a little bit of you trying to like work your way in there, finesse it. And then maybe, I don't know. What if you hung out like alone? I don't know. I don't think that's so weird. If you're, especially if you're in the same friend group, like you can be like, oh, I'm bored. Like, what are you doing right now? Like over Snapchat or something, and like go get pizza or something. I don't know. Like
yeah.
hang out with him, and then maybe, who knows? Maybe the solo hang will spark into something.
No. Yeah. I actually like that idea, Brooke. And so, like, just think about things that he's interested in, or maybe things. So, guys like to be asked for help, whether you think it or not. So
true.
Like, I don't know. You could just be like, this is a bad example, but something like this, like, oh, like, I'm going like sneaker shopping, like, or I don't know, like something like workout or like active, like, will you go to Dick's Sporting Goods with me and like help me? I don't know, like something like that. We can go, like, literally. I'll treat you to Chipotle. Like one time my guy friend was like, hey, like, will you come I don't think he was trying to flirt, but like, he was like, do you want to come shopping with me? Like, I'll buy you lunch. Like, I just really need new clothes and I need a girl's opinion. It was just like something super chill, but like, it could turn out to be really fun.
Exactly. And it shows that you're like thinking of him, but it doesn't have to be in like a super pushy way, because obviously, I mean, my biggest fear is coming across too strong. I know that's like a personal thing, but that's like such a good middle ground of being like, are we friends or is it something more? And then like, you can kind of let it take its course. And then who knows, maybe after a few weeks, then you say something like, okay, like, I actually, but you got to ease into it. I think if you just like jump right out and you're like, I've actually liked you for a while, then he might be like, okay.
Yeah. I think that's good, actually, to kind of let them know that you have been or are thinking about them. Like, even if it's like if you're in a group text, to just text them separately and be like, hey, like, we haven't talked, like, hope all is well, or like, hope you're having a good summer. Just like, I've done stuff like that where I'm just like, hey, like,
oh, yeah.
Just so they know you're kind of thinking of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I would also, say Snap. Yeah, Snap is like such a big thing these days too. Like, solo Snap him and like, ugh, be like, a, like, spark up a little combo. So what were you about to say?
Be like, a. Oh, I was just going to say, also, I have to remind myself this daily. Guys just don't always pick up on hints. So,
it's so true.
If he's not picking up on something or he hasn't made a move yet, it might be because he literally just has no idea. So if it comes to
literally,
you just do need to be like, yo, like, I don't know. So yeah, just take all that in mind, I guess.
Yeah, no, literally. And like we said, 9 times out of 10, he probably is going to be interested in you back. It's just that he boys are stupid.
He just doesn't know. Yeah. Essentially, boys are stupid.
They are. Okay. Next question we have. Any advice for the college process, admissions, essays, where to apply, ACT, SAT, etc.? Thank y'all so much. Wanted to let y'all know I love you. Gals, my go-to when tanning at the pool. So cute.
Aww, that's the best. I love listening to podcasts by the pool. It's the best.
So I think we both have our opinions on college process. So.
Yes. Yeah, it's obviously like I chose this question because I just thought we could like touch on it. It's always hard when people, like, I'm sure you get these DMs too, Brooke, like, what was your SAT score? Like, what do you need to get into UGA? It's so subjective. It's very, very different. I think the biggest thing is when it comes to SAT and ACT, what I did, I personally did the both practice ones, and I was like, which one am I stronger at? And I personally was better at the SAT, so I actually got a tutor for that, and like, I really worked hard on that and tried to specialize in the SAT. What did you do, Brooke?
I did the same, actually. I actually never took the ACT because I just not naturally, but I focused on the SAT first, and I was like, if I could do good enough on the SAT, I don't have to take the ACT, and that came to fruition. So yeah, I like that tip. My biggest tip is starting early. I think I took my first.
Also, yeah.
I think I took my first actual SAT end of sophomore year, and I cannot recommend that enough. I know it's early and people are like, why are you doing this so early? But getting in and actually, because the PSAT and the SAT, they're different, and I know it costs extra money to take the extra tests and stuff, but I see it as a huge investment, and like, you're actually seeing what the testing environment is like. And sorry, I just took a really deep breath there. That was scary. But I feel like just properly preparing yourself, that helped me at least. Because
yeah, I agree.
I'm not a huge standardized test person. So just seeing, mm-hmm. you know, the flow of it and how it goes and like almost treating the real thing as another practice, which I know that's not everybody's opinion. I think it personally helped me. And I was actually done taking SATs by, I want to say like January or February of junior year, which was really nice. That's another perk of doing it early, is because, you know, if you start the earlier you start taking them, then the earlier you probably are going to get like your like final like score. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, does I that agree. Make sense? I can't remember when I took my last one, but no, I agree. And then you don't have to worry about that. You can focus more on your applications and everything like that. I know applications are a whole other deal. How many schools did you apply to?
I think I did 8, which is a lot.
I think I did 9 or 8 or 9. But like so many people at UGA applied to literally like just UGA or like 2 schools. Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy?
They had like
I was like, whoa.
Maddie had no backup. I'm like, where would you have gone? Like, I don't understand.
No, how I know.
Yeah, people but I think that I think people love Georgia, and I think that there is, you know, a difference in people who don't really know where they want to go. And I think 8 kind of is a lot. I would shorten my list probably if I was redoing it to like 6 or 5, just to, you know, make it a little more realistic, make the decision process a little bit easier. But that's whatever me now. I like to say start early. I know that that's really early, but then the admissions, like essays and stuff, honestly, summer going into senior year, you definitely should be reviewing all that stuff, and you're not going to want to do it, but I'm telling you, it's going to make your life a whole lot easier during senior year. You don't realize that, like, when you go back senior year, you have to do work again, you know what I mean? So take the summer and really like grind and work it out, and you're going to thank yourself later.
I agree completely, because my hardest academic year in high school was actually senior year. That's when I took most of my APs, so I was like, oh my gosh, Danielle, what are you doing? And if you're doing early action, those are due like in October, November.
Yeah.
So you really got to get on your grind, and like Brooke said, you also have work you have to be doing, but also essays. So start writing your little college application essays like by the pool or just chilling in bed, like on a nice summer night when you're stress-free and you can be more creative and really kind of delve deep and have some self-reflection.
Yeah, and literally just getting organized too. I was so lucky to have one of my mom's best friends help with the organization of everything. But, you know, being like keeping on track of like, did I submit this? Did I? Because there's so many parts of the applications too. Like you have to get your SAT score forwarded. You have to get, you know, your letter of recommendation from your guidance counselor at your high school. So there's so many pieces moving for every different school. So getting that all organized, maybe use a Google Doc and, you know, write the name of the school. I would write like University of Georgia, and then I would write like all of the things that were like quotation, I'm doing quotes right now, but like do and list them out. You know what I'm saying though? Because it is a lot of moving parts.
Oh my God, there are so many things you have to think about. Like, it's crazy. So just stay sane. And also, don't compare yourself. That was one thing I would do. Everyone's in their own boat. Some people are really weird about sharing things. Other people want to talk about it. And you can decide for yourself what you want to do. But you just can't compare yourself, because everyone's from different backgrounds. Everyone has different scores. Everyone's a different person. And at the end of the day, you might have the same exact grades and numbers and scores as someone else, and they might get in, you might not, vice versa, because of what mood that person was in that was reading your application that day, because maybe because of legacies, because some schools really like people that have families, and it's just so easy to get down on yourself, but you just can't. It is so subjective whether people admit it or not, so just keep that in mind.
Exactly. It might not be you personally. And some schools I know are like weird with like, you know, if they have a higher GPA, they need a lower SAT. Like, it's literally like a matrix. So
it's
literally
so
you
weird.
Cannot compare yourself. It is so weird. And you could have been like 1 point off of the score that they would let in. Like, you don't know. So it's not fair to compare yourself. I think, not fair. But I would say to avoid the stress later on, get started earlier, or at least start looking on the websites of schools you know you're going to apply to, or start thinking about the schools you want to apply to now, because it will make your life much easier in the future.
I agree completely. All right. Next question. Hey guys, so I love my friends at college, but sometimes I feel like I can't relate to them as much, and I want to branch out and make more friends, but I'm going to be a junior in college, and I feel like it's so hard making new friends this late in college because most people have a solid friend group. How can I branch out and meet new people? I love this question because I kind of dealt with that a little bit. Freshman year, I was like, in front, like, I was in, like, group chats with, like, these girls that I thought were cool, but I just couldn't relate to them as much. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, like, hard, and you're, like, trying to, like, find your group. And I really am just now finding my group, and I'm becoming a junior. So I don't think you're that late in the game. I don't know. It's – I think the biggest thing – and Brooke probably has more to say about this, but is really just to reach out to people. Like, I have some girls, like, in our sorority that I've, like, wanted to hang out with for so long, and, like, they end up reaching out to me, or, like, I would reach out to them and just be like, hey, we should get coffee. Like, we used to hang out freshman year, or, like, whatever it may be. It's all about just reaching out and just being bold, because odds are they're probably down to hang, and then mm-hmm. it'll just develop from there. Obviously, you're not going to be, like, added into the group chat right away, and, like, you might feel, like, in this weird position. But just reach out to one or two people in a friend group maybe you're interested in hanging out with, and see if you vibe with them. And if you vibe with them, then they'll vibe with you, obviously, and it'll be natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that doesn't fit everybody's personality type. Like, I totally get it. Yeah. If it's me, if it's Danielle and I, to be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Yeah. Or kind of not inviting yourself over, but being like, oh, before you guys go to, like, the party tonight, can I come over and, like, we can go together or something? Like, I think it's totally fun to interject yourself into social situations like that. And it's hard, though, because I know not everybody feels comfortable doing
or
that.
Or you host it, or, like, you say,
yeah, that's true,
you know, having people over if you want to come over, because then it's less like,
yeah, you're
know.
Right, that's less of an interjection. Yeah. I'm just saying it, like, fitting into, like, another group's plans, because then it's more easy for them to be like, oh, yeah, like, she could tag along with us, and then you get to meet more people out of it.
Well, that would be better, yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. I would say, yeah, you just got to be really social, and especially if you're trapped in some sort of social situation. Like, I know if you're in a sorority, it's really easy to only be friends with people in your sorority, or if you're involved on campus in, like, a club, it's really easy to get stuck with the same people. So I think plugging yourself into new social circles, or maybe reaching out to people in your classes, or you mm-hmm. know, plugging yourself into different areas is how you can make friends outside of, like, the same rut that you're in, if you're looking for another way out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think bottom line is, unfortunately, you're just gonna have to kind of be bold and reach out a little bit if you really want change. I heard this quote the other day, I thought it was so good. It was like, the successful people do the things that unsuccessful people don't want to do. So
true.
In the sense of friends and everything, like, the people that have lots of friends and, you know, are always social, like, they're you know, they're putting in the work. It's not like all of a sudden mm-hmm. all these people want to hang out with them. Like, put in your work, see what's up, be bold, and you got this.
Yeah, I think you got that. All right, next one. Okay, so my boyfriend got... Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh. I just read that wrong. Okay. So one of my best friends recently got a new boyfriend a few months ago. She is so happy, but the rest of our group is a bit stressed because there have been so many red flags. Oh, God. Many people have gone out of... They're a way to warn us. Some have even said things that make us question his commitment currently. Because all of this is gossip, we're so hesitant to burst her happy bubble and express our concern. But at the same time, we feel like it's our duty as friends to look out for her. Do you think we should say something or wait until he actually gives us a solid reason? He's also been nothing but nice to us, so it's hard to tell.
Ugh, that is so tough.
I'm a big fan of saying it, though, because 9 times out of 10, when you get a gut feeling or someone says something, it's worth saying. Like, it never ends well, and from what I've seen, but that's a personal opinion.
Yeah, no, it's so tough, and I always see it happen on, like, TV shows and everything like that, because if I were the girl, I would want to know. And like Brooke said, 9 times out of 10, you're probably right. And I think, I don't know how you could exactly approach it, but I think if you do it more of, like, more than one of you say it to her, then she'll really respect it rather than just one of you saying it to her. And then she'll, because sometimes you worry, like, oh, she'll hate me. Like, the one person that goes and talks to her, like, she just, you know, defriends. But I think if, like, a lot of you express your concern and just say, like, hey, like, it's your decision, we just want to let you know, like, we would be bad friends if we didn't tell you what we've been hearing. Like, we still like him. We think he's, you know, he's nice to us, but we just want to share with you what we've heard. Because that's happened to me before in the past, and no one told me things. And I was like, you know, it would be nice. Like, I would have liked to hear that, because I personally listen to other people's opinions. So I think if you really, really do care for her, you really should tell her. I agree, Brooke.
Yeah, this happened with a friend of mine that I didn't know anything bad about the person that she was talking to. But other people did know, and they would say stuff to us, like, as one of her best friends. They'd be like, you know, this is, like, you should definitely warn her. And I was like, honestly, he seems like a really nice guy. Like, I only have really good things to say about him. He's been so kind to me when he's around our house. I really like him, etc. And then in retrospect, it's like,
you know, something happens, whatever, it all blows up, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh my gosh, I should have said something. So
yeah,
that's why I'm pretty passionate about the stating it, but I think you have to prime it right. You got to sit her down.
Got to prime it right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Though? Like, you can't just jump right in and be like, so let's talk about Mike. Like, you have to, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be like, oh, like, so what are you and Mike doing today? Like, oh, that's so fun. Oh, by the way, we wanted to share, like, we heard something. I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel like we should probably let you know.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And she'll just take it for what she wants. And she'll
at least just
and from there, you can't do anything.
Yeah, honestly. And she might not do anything about it, but I feel like at least just telling her and being like, I'm getting this off my chest. Like, I don't know if it's true or not. And then let her do, or him do what they will. Yeah.
I agree. That's all right. All good. I've been feeling, next question, by the way, I've been feeling like, I've been feeling eating really unhealthy lately and not working out, and it's making me feel really self-conscious about my physical appearance. I've been trying to make myself eat healthy and work out, but I just can't seem to get motivated. You gals always inspire me to be healthy both physically and mentally. Thank you. And right now, I'm completely drained. Any tips? I think that's natural. Brooke and I have both talked about throughout the last year of being on the podcast, we'd both be in our kind of ebbs and flows of feeling good and getting in the mode, because I know it is so hard to just start eating healthy and start working out all the time. Like, for me, eating healthy is the harder one for me. And it is hard, and it's very, especially when you're not seeing results like tomorrow, it is really tough. I think for me, a good way that I like to ease myself in is like, by starting the day right. Because if you start the day right with a good breakfast or a healthier breakfast, then you're going to feel more motivated to have a healthy lunch. Whereas if you eat like pancakes and bacon, which sounds so yummy, you're just not going to be as motivated to eat a salad for lunch. You're going to be like, well, let's just keep on the train. That's just me, though.
Exactly. No, I completely agree with that. I'm out of the flow right now. But I think just doing then the little things to help yourself, like, health is such a big, giant umbrella. I've been trying to remind myself lately. It's not just the eating healthy and the working out. It's getting enough sleep. It's taking care of your mental health. So I think focusing on, like, you know, any of the pillars is a good place to start. Maybe, you know, start doing, like, little things for your mental health and then be, like, slowly working yourself up to eating healthy and working out, finding motivation that way. That might be something that helps you. I know sleep is a really big thing. Maybe fixing your sleeping habits is something that's going to help you, and then you'll feel more rested to work out. Something like that. So I think it's a puzzle, and fit your pieces in where you want. Obviously, we're no experts here. I feel like Danielle's been more on the motivation train than me these days, but it ebbs and flows for everybody. That's life.
Exactly. Like, I remember there was a period of time, I remember it so specifically, it was like right before spring break, you were on your I think it was spring break something. Yeah. And you were, like, working out legit every day, eating healthy. Like, one day, I feel like you worked out, like, twice or something. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was so not in it. But that's just natural. Like, again, that's where it goes to not comparing yourself to other people. Because some people have motivations at different times. Yep. I've had different points throughout the last year that I've sparked interest and motivation and, you know, working out and everything. And then other times, not. And that's just how it's going to be. So, you have to remind yourself of that.
Yeah. I think you'll be okay. It's just, it does suck because it's summer. I totally get it. But like I said, just try to make time for it or hold yourself to it. I know it's easier said than done, but you got this.
Can I also just say, sorry, this is totally nothing to do with anything, but these SpongeBob memes on Twitter are so funny. They are so funny.
Did you see the Club Penguin one? The Club Penguin,
yes, me meeting that's my boyfriend? Yes, that's what I just saw. It's like when you're waiting for your boyfriend at the pizza parlor. I think that is so funny.
So funny.
I just turn on my phone really quick. Or me when I say excuse moi instead of excuse me with like the beret on. I think these are so funny.
Oh, it's so funny. I love it. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. Sorry. That's so off topic. I just had to say that.
You're good. Actually, I think that honestly, we've been podcasting for a minute. I think this is going to be our last advice tidbit for the day.
I think so too. Let's do it.
Okay, this one is, so recently I've been starting to date, and I was wondering what date activities you guys suggest and your favorite questions to ask while on a date. Danielle, take it away.
Oh, come on. I picked this because I thought, first of all, you are so good at conversation, and I know you, and I know when you're on your little first dates, I bet you're really good at, like, making conversation. Obviously, like, I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or I talked about this with someone else, but, like, I don't write down questions to ask, but I've always like had things in mind that I'll bring up.
You,
like,
we have talked about this. Yes,
yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So we have. Yeah. 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 But for date activities, the one thing, okay, the movies are always like everyone suggests, but the one thing I don't like about the movies is you can't talk during. And so my first date with my current boyfriend was going to the movies, and it was really fun, and it was like my idea. So like, it's not his fault or anything. It was kind of my idea. It was half, I don't know. But we ended up talking for like 2 hours after because we couldn't talk during. It was like I was trying to talk during the movie.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's not good. That's not a good one. Yeah.
No.
But honestly, I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big fan of dinner either, though. So it's like.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Because I don't like it. I don't like I like the idea of eating. And obviously, I like food. But talking it's over food is kind of hard. And then you're trying to. I don't know. There's just a lot of moving parts. If you're of age, I'm not going to lie. Going and getting a drink is great. Getting a coffee is great. Something like that where it's more casual, I think, is kind of nice. Because rather than being like, oh, he's going to take me out to dinner. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's just more chill. But that's my opinion.
No, I agree. I think if you live in an area that has like a nice outdoor, not shopping area, but like a place you can walk around.
Yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's good to go get ice cream and walk around, like walk and talk. Walk and talks are great. Something more chill with less commitment. And then if you decide to hang out more, then you can go to a movie or go get dinner or
I love that.
Or make plans for another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like when the guy kind of decides what you're going to do on the date, though. So maybe, and guys I know to feel like, not dominant, but like they like to feel like they're in control. So sometimes like just letting the guy decide is kind of nice. And in a, this is in like a male-female relationship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all relationships are, I'm not.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I'm just speaking from me being a girl who's interested in guys. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you know completely. What I'm saying? Same here, but. Yeah, just take that with a grain
sometimes
of salt,
other people
obviously.
Yeah, sometimes other people like to make the plans is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think especially if it's like your first few dates, I think definitely let them decide. But I have also learned like I used to be that girl that they'd be like, "Oh, like what do you want to do?" And I'm like, "I don't know, like you pick. Like I don't know."
Yeah.
And I know when I'm on the other side of it and they're like, "I don't know, like I'll do whatever." We all have got our own opinions, and instead of just going around in circles like trying to figure something out, like if you have an idea, just say it. And, like, they might hate it. They might like it. And just go with it. Because I've learned that recently. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, try to pick restaurants. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, do you want to do this or that? And they're like, oh, I don't really care. They care. There's one that they want. So then what you do is you just say one that they like. Or just say one. Say the one you want to go to and see how they react. And then go from there. That's what I do.
And I think in terms of, like, on the date conversation, it's going to be a lot of small talk. And it's going to be... you know, getting to know each other, and that's just the way it's going to be. And I think it's kind of cool when you're starting to get to know someone, like you're finding out, like, you know, what their family's like what their friends are like, what their roommates are like, whatever. It's like all just like super fun, super light. Like it shouldn't be too deep. Obviously, I just try to avoid like the conversations that are going to be like really polarizing and stuff like that, just because, you know, I obviously want to keep it like fun and stuff on the first dates.
I find it easier on the first few, because you can ask, you're gonna naturally have questions and learn about them. So
I agree. I honestly don't even stress about that. Like, you'll have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, don't even think about it, really. Like, and if you are thinking about it, then it's not good.
That's what I'm saying. Or if you're struggling to talk, like to have a conversation, then he or she is probably not the one. Because you should be able to, like, especially on like date one or two, like, nah.
No, it's only going down from there. So
yeah, for real.
That's true. Wow, we really killed it today, Brooke. I think this was a good
episode. So too, I hope you guys, you know, gathered something. Also, if you guys don't follow the Gals in the Go podcast Instagram, what are you doing?
It is go on your phone right now.
It's just at Gals in the Go podcast. You could also screenshot this episode and share it to your story. We'll repost a bunch of them. We do that every single Wednesday because it's so fun seeing you guys listen as Gals on the Go, whether you're in the car or, you know, be safe if you're driving, but you know,
I agree completely. So good stuff. I'm so happy. I'm so excited to go to Greece and record an episode in Greece. So there will be an episode next week for you guys. And yeah,
we're just working out all the logistics of the next few weeks with me moving and stuff, but there's content for you every single week, so do not worry. Like, we're all good and so exciting.
We have not missed a week.
Honestly, that's amazing. We haven't missed a week since August.
I know. We won't be missing a week. We are gals on the go, and this is our passion, and we love it, and we will continue to do it.
I love it. I love you guys so much. We love you guys. I'll speak for both of us.
We do love you guys. You can speak for me, Brooke. I give permission.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think that's it for this week. So we'll keep up with you guys on our socials. Keep up with us. We're going to Greece. Keep up with us on the socials.
It's
going to
be good content. I mean, it's going to.
It is. They're always linked in the show notes. And we love you guys. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. Bye, guys. Talk to you then.
Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the former queen of mean of comedy, and now I'm the queen of meaning. I am absolutely thrilled to announce my podcast, Let Lisa Help. No, it's not exactly a comedy podcast. It's not exactly a self-help podcast. It's something in between. New episodes weekly on Apple Podcasts and PodcastOne.com. If you don't listen, blame yourself for your horrible life.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.